God, I hate this.
Did you start laughing it like immediately?
Yeah, because I knew it was coming.
It sounds like we're in heat.
We are. I am.
We're not neutered yet.
Nope. Not spayed.
So you know those quotes that you see on Instagram that are like, you don't find your true self until you're outside of your comfort zone.
Okay. Yeah.
I think everybody in this room has reached that point this week.
We're so uncomfortable.
We are a mess. I had a topic, but I feel like this is the topic.
Great.
So this is an Acquired Taste podcast. We are your three quirky girlfriends, and you are here with us having a conversation about whatever it is that we're freaking out about this week.
You're our friend, too. This is a two-way street. You're a part of this now. You are with us.
I'm Bethany. That's Kathleen.
Hi.
And that's Sam.
Hello.
Kathleen, talk about why we're all having freakouts.
So we're about to embark on the journey of a lifetime. We are going to have the most amazing time. We are hiking as of this weekend in the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
The great wonder of the world, Grand Canyon, yep. America's own. And we have prepared 0.0%.
Yeah.
Until last Saturday.
Yeah. So it's the three of us going along with our friend Ricky. And Saturday, I start getting text messages. Ping, 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 ping. And God bless Kathleen, because Kathleen, you are the one in the group who is organized.
Oh, gosh.
No, no, you are. Because you went and you're the
shut
one.
Up, shut Kathleen.
Kathleen, you are. Because Kathleen is the one who organized the plane tickets, the hotels, the rental car. Then Kathleen is like, oh, now here are some things that we need to really get on as of Saturday. Like, make sure you have socks and sock liners and blah, blah, blah. And are you writing down sock liners?
Maybe.
I did buy 6 sock liners because I knew somebody wasn't going to have them.
Can I buy them off you?
Yes,
can I buy them here too? Thank you.
So I have been panicking about this trip because I had some health issues that prevented me from being able to go to the gym for a while, for many months. And everything is fine now, but I'm not in good shape as a result because I haven't been working out. And so I start to freak out. And as these text messages are coming in, I have a panic attack. And I don't use that term lightly. Like, mm-hmm. I was walking down the street and I suddenly started hyperventilating and sobbing. And then I just left the text conversation.
Yeah. And you did what you had to do.
And I texted everybody, Bethany's gone.
Like, oh, dear. And then I texted you separately and I didn't get an answer. I'm like, ah.
So Saturday was sort of do or die day. You know, it's like when that overnight shipping is sort of teetering on the edge of not getting there in time. So that's why I was like, oh my God, we need to figure this out right away.
Yeah. And I decided to drag that into yesterday for some reason, which is not a possibility. I called my mom and I was having an inner crisis, but it was to the point where, you know how you have different ability to emote the same feeling different times in your life kind of thing. Uh-huh. I got on the phone with my mom. I said, I started it with a couple months ago, Mom, with this exact feeling. I'd be talking to you through complete sobs.
Yeah.
I'm pretty leveled. She goes, you sound a little tired. I'm like, I'm not. This is just where I am. That I tried to buy everything I could on Amazon overnight, and a lot of the stuff we need is not available on overnight, Mom. She goes, okay, well, we'll shop tomorrow because I have to go home for a doctor's appointment. Got to get my knee checked out because my knee might be compromised for the trip, but we'll figure it out.
Why do I have a sneaking suspicion I'm going on this trip by myself?
Everything's going to be fine.
I'm coming with you.
I Amazon primed 2 different knee braces. Those were available.
So this is our breaking point.
Yeah.
It is. We are 100% outside of our comfort zone.
Yes.
We're about to not shower for a couple days.
Yep.
Yes.
We're about to like not have steady makeup routines for a couple of days.
Should we bring like Summer's Eve or something?
Is it the vagina wash?
I think so. I've not used it, but isn't that what it is?
Well, I'm also discussing with my friends last night, how are we going to poop? I'm not quite sure how that's going
to
work out yet.
I think you have to dig a hole.
Yeah, that I have done. I've gone legit camping for one night where it was like we landed on a beach and they're like, here we are. And I'm like, where's the hole?
Yeah. So you dig a hole. You dig a hole.
It's a national park and you have to take out all the trash that you take in. You have to also take it out. So like, do we have special poop bags?
Toilet paper?
I don't think we take that.
I think you bury it.
Yeah. My biggest concern is not, oh no, I have to go into an isolated area, dig a hole, and then poop. You get over that like really quickly. The problem is, I don't want to dig up somebody else's isolated spot.
Yeah. If you dig up someone's isolated spot, you have the best worst luck ever.
What?
I feel like the Grand Canyon is large enough that you're not going to double dig.
Is the Grand Canyon just a giant litter box?
The Grand Canyon is the vagina of America.
You've always said that.
I have.
You've always
Wait, were we supposed to buy our own toilet paper?
It didn't say it on the checklist. I
don't
hope
know.
Not.
You guys, you are hearing
Camping
firsthand a total breakdown.
But
Kathleen, I promise you, I am on this trip.
Okay, I'm
the amount of money that I spent, there's
I
no
know.
Going back.
Right? What the hell?
It's like a lot of last minute incidentals that I did not account for.
Okay, I have
it's
to
like,
tell you.
It's doubling the price of the trip.
This is a two birds, one stone. This is a completely self-indulgent podcast. We need to talk about this. I'm so sorry for people who don't care.
We literally haven't had a meeting yet. Let's just turn this into the meeting.
Yeah, let's.
Okay.
Yeah, let's
Okay. Sorry, okay. Everyone listening.
Do you mind if I leave the mics on?
Go for it.
Cool.
Three girls, one canyon.
If you're planning on going to the Grand Canyon, this will be very helpful for you. So this is the thing. So I was at REI. Go to REI, by the way, Sam. There's one on, not Broadway, but it's like one over from Broadway.
Cool.
Very good return policy.
Fabulous.
Excellent.
So both of my sisters and my mother love REI. Mm-hmm. And my sister tromps around in Tiva's sandals or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Like they so they all love the outdoors and they're all like super outdoorsy and like my sister climbs things. Like when she was in college, she would climb walls on purpose, right? So all these things. So
on purpose, opposed to the accidental wall climber in the family.
Those rock wall climbers.
Am I up here again?
Touche. So on Sunday, after I blinked out of the total group chat, I was like, this is happening. I'm doing this today. We're doing this today.
Yes.
So I went to REI and I texted my family and I was like, this. And I took a selfie with the guy helping me at REI because I looked so lost. He was like, okay, I got you. My family is having no end of fun. No end of like making fun of me for all of the bad things I've said to them about like
outdoors.
The sandals and the outdoors. If you've never been to the outdoors before, it's expensive to go to the outdoors.
Yeah.
But it's expensive to do it the first time you do it and then you're set for life because you have your gear to do national parks for the rest of your life.
And that's another thing. I've been duped because when I heard that this was a camping trip, I'm like, I've got all the stuff I need is the stuff they provide for
like
us.
Like sleeping bags and tents.
Exactly.
And,
so I'm doubling up now or doubling down.
Yeah, you're doubling nothing because you don't need any of it.
So Bethany wore her hiking boots to work yesterday in New York City.
Yeah, I sure did because I need to break them in.
Yeah.
Although my sister gave me a really good suggestion. Now that I've made fun of them for it, they are proving very useful of my sisters and my mother of this brand of hiking boots that don't need to be broken in.
Mm-hmm.
They're called La Sportiva, which is Spanish for the Sportiva.
Ooh.
And they are super comfortable and they like the big thing is the back of the heel is like it's not regular leather, it's like kind of foamy, so that's the spot that always gets a callus on it.
Yeah.
So you really don't need to break them in, but I had to make sure that they were still comfortable, so I trounced into work.
Yeah,
wearing them. I did it today here again today. You saw me kick them.
Yeah, you know what? And side note, good for you because this could happen to anybody when you hit that moment where you're in like whatever each person's full panic mode is. You have two options. You can either, what I would probably do, is retreat back to the room and say, I'm going to wait until my head levels out to deal with this. Or you could do what you did, which was the empowering and the practical move, frankly. And it's, I'm gonna panic on the way to the store and get the things I need to get because at the end of the day I still need this.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thanks, man. I think when you have anxiety disorder, and again I don't use that lightly diagnosed, you are so scared of everything mm-hmm. that you can no longer choose which you can't tell which thing is a real fear and which thing is an irrational fear, so you just gotta do all of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you just never know.
Yeah.
So but you guys are also like as you listen to this podcast, I hope you have friends like this, the friends who you know that you can leave a group chat with in a panic and you know that they will hold you up and that they're not mad at you and like friends who get you and love you. That's the only reason I'm going on this trip is because I know that and I think you guys feel the same way, if one of us breaks our leg, the other are going to carry him.
Absolutely.
Like, if one of us sucks at hiking, the other two are going to carry him.
Yes.
It's not even a question.
And yeah. I also feel incredibly lucky because this is my bucket list item that I tricked everybody into doing.
Yeah, she hid it in Disney brochures. Wasn't fair.
She's like, it's a Disney canyon.
I like essentially the equivalent of digitally like hypnotizing everybody with this picture of like a bright blue waterfall at the bottom of the canyon.
And there was a daiquiri in the picture. Yeah.
It's like, do you want to come here to this land of blue crystal clear
and
water?
It was like a year ago. So a year ago feels, you know, you're like, oh, in a year? Great, I'll have abs.
Right?
Like, we all were, I was like, and then all of a sudden you're like, what the hell happened?
This year snuck up on me like a beast. And we were supposed to, we tried to do this in May when it wasn't going to be quite so hot in the Grand Canyon. And it just so happens that we picked the last week in August.
Yeah. You do it. I feel like this is going to be one of those things, and it doesn't have to be Grand Canyon. It can apply to anyone. This is one of those things that I've always been curious about, but I needed another person on my team to be like, let's do this.
Totally.
And I'm not in a place where I have a life partner and I'm going to be doing it. And even if I do, there are some couples, Kathleen's not one of them, which I think is fantastic, that are like, oh, I can't because my other isn't or my other won't. Yeah. Like, this is amazing for so many. I get to go on a trip with my friends.
Yeah.
Although, Neil, I would have loved you. But
My husband was like, oh, you want to go to the Grand Canyon? Okay, well, good luck with that. I'm not going.
Which is good. Now he can watch cannoli.
Yeah. Aww. You know what? He would go, but he doesn't want to camp in the bottom of it for a couple of days like we are. And I understand that. It's just not his thing. So we're allowed to have our own things, right?
Yeah. For sure. For sure. And I am ultimately very, very excited about this trip. And, you know, like going back to like doing something that is so out of your comfort zone. Anytime I've done that, that thing has ended up being one of the highlights of my life.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it was like doing aerial gymnastics, which I miss and want to get back into, it took me 3 tries to walk into that gymnasium. Like I left crying the first 2 times because I was so scared, but I made it the 3rd week. The teacher knew to look out for me because I was the one who kept running. As I turned to leave, he goes, are you Bethany? Get in here. It's okay. And that's one of the great joys in this. So do one of these things and make a friend who is insane and convinces you to do these things. Yeah. And then you will do them and you will be proud of yourself.
I'm hoping that you guys catch the bug, which is the outdoor hiking, kayaking. Like, I'm not into extreme sports. I'm not going to jump off a cliff or climb walls on purpose. But I'm really hoping that this just implants that tiny little thing in you where maybe next year you're like, oh, like maybe I should go hiking again.
We have to catch the bug. We're financially invested at this point.
Are you kidding me? I can't afford any other bugs for like another 5 years.
I joined REI's membership.
So did I.
Yeah, me too.
What are the benefits? I'm going today.
You get a percentage back every once in a while. Yeah. It's only $20.
That's so reasonable for these khaki shorts.
I can just hear my sister cackling at me right now.
And I will never buy a storm candle again, a hurricane candle, now that I have a headlamp meant to endure the greatest of outdoor storms.
I think that was the only thing I already had because I sometimes use it to go to the bathroom at night. Like in my apartment, I put on the headlamp to get to the bathroom.
You guys, you should have seen me yesterday trying out the headlamp because I needed to like learn what button did what.
Yeah.
And so I'm not wearing it. I have it in front of me and I'm pressing a button and going blind.
The SOS mode, the blinking. Yep.
I'm just perpetually like, what is it? Oh, it hurts. Oh, what is this button? Oh, it hurts. Oh, this one's blinking. Oh, God, it hurts. But now I know all the buttons.
But now I've learned. Now I've learned things. Yeah. This is I'm a very lax traveler. I'm not a very laxed packer, but as far as what you want to do, my answer is everything. So I'm the person that when you bring up an interesting trip, I'm there. I'm in. So I think this is going to be, but I've not quite done something like this. So I'm very curious to learn a little bit about myself.
Yeah.
In there.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea what version of Sam is going to be over there. She might be feral. Good luck to you guys.
And whatever version of Sam is there at any point in time during this trip, we will love and accept and carry you with a broken leg.
I I'm picturing feral Sam. Like, we can't find you. We're like, where's Sam? We can't find Sam. And then we hear a rustling in the forest and we turn. And Sam just like has a squirrel and just rips its throat out with her teeth.
Why is she naked?
And then
why is she naked?
Why does she have feces on her face?
We've been, Sam, it's been literally 60 minutes since we left the campsite.
It's kind of good that we have this podcast tethering us together, because you know how sometimes friends at the end of vacations need like 6 months before they speak to each other again?
Yeah.
We do not have that option because we have to come in here the next week and do another podcast. So
we have to work through our problems.
We have to work through our problems.
What day are we heading home?
Tuesday or Wednesday.
That's it? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know we were leaving on Friday until this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We're leaving on Friday.
We're leaving on Friday.
Like, the second the big show signs off on Friday, we are out of here.
Yeah.
I think that was the most thing that set me off to my silent panic on the phone to my mom yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm planning for vacation, which is my busy season at work, while I'm planning for my vacation, which is my busy season in my life. They happen simultaneously.
And totally. You have a birthday this week.
I have a birthday this week.
Did
what
you forget?
Is I honest to goodness have significant periods of time where I forget.
It's okay. I forgot my birthday 3 years in a row.
Okay.
Wait, what day is your birthday this week?
Well, we're recording this on the 22nd, which means my birthday's tomorrow. It's the 23rd.
Why is your birthday not in my phone?
Why is my birthday this week? The more pressing question.
I can't wait to celebrate your birthday in the Grand Canyon.
Can we get, because like, I want a mini forest fire. I want like some leaves. Are there leaves in the Grand Canyon? It's always ever clay when I see it in photos.
I don't know a whole lot about the Grand Canyon.
Find out together.
We'll find out together.
I want to take a pic. Do people have camels down the Grand Canyon, or is that just in
there's
East
donkeys
Israel somewhere? There's donkeys.
Will
I want to take a picture with one.
Will we be traveling with one?
I think so.
Or will the burro be sent ahead?
Right.
I think, well, there's something carrying our stuff down at some point.
Yeah. Oh, right. I need a knapsack. I'm going to write that down.
Oh, God.
The 10-pound duffel bag. We can only pack 10 pounds for
I know,
them.
But did you see the size limitation of the duffel bag?
No.
Like, one of the measurements is 10 inches.
Wait, what?
So it's more like a stuff sack, which, again, I made fun of my sister for making her own stuff sacks, and now I'm like, damn it, I wish I had a stuff sack.
You found that at RAI?
Yeah.
Okay, good. In a worst case scenario, I go to REI.
The best thing, if you just walk in there, open your eyes real wide and just look around, they're super friendly and someone will come up to you and just like guide you.
We needed a stuff sack?
I mean, yeah.
It's like the duffel bag or stuff sack. That it's the 10-pound container that they will carry that apparently has to be a certain size.
Yeah, that's what they're going to put on the burro.
Oh, shoot.
Total
we are
meltdown.
So unprepared.
We're so.
It's a really productive podcast.
This is
you guys.
An episode of I Shouldn't Be Alive on the Discovery Channel.
And I was talking yesterday on the 15 Minute Morning Show about this trip.
Yeah.
Because if I've learned anything from Investigation, Discovery, and Dateline, the second you go out of doors, you get killed by a serial killer. So I was trying to figure out what weapons I needed to bring. Does it say anything about what weapons we need to bring?
It doesn't.
Does it say which ones we can't?
No.
Sweet.
So I think I'm going to bring my Tiger Lady.
Okay.
Which is the palm thing where you press it and then claws come out between your knuckles like Wolverine.
Right.
Should I bring a taser?
I don't think it's a bad idea.
A hatchet?
A
sword?
I think a sword is a for sure.
Okay.
That's a must.
A cannon?
If it fits in your 10-pound weight limit. I have bear spray, which will shoot.
Yes.
It's essentially a huge can of mace, which will shoot.
It's like a rocket
predator.
Launcher
it's like
can
a
of mace.
Rocket launcher can of mace. It'll shoot a predator up to 30 feet away.
Damn.
But it weighs 12 pounds.
Oh, you can't bring that.
What the hell? Why do you have that?
It's so giant. Because I am afraid of bears when I go hiking in the Northeast.
How do you carry that?
With pride.
How big is it?
And assurance.
Is it? How big is
it's
that?
It's giant. It's huge. It's
a like
giant,
a fire extinguisher.
Yeah, it's a fire extinguisher
it's
can
own
of
backpack.
Mace. Yeah. It's huge.
Where do you keep that in your apartment in Hoboken?
That's a good question because
it's
I currently
the lampshade
have
over it.
Misplaced it. I can't find it.
How do you lose
Cannoli is wiping her eyes because she found it.
She found it.
She
She depressed herself. The trigger.
We need to use, like, the, if you're going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you have to wake up a friend, because now I'm just worried one of you people are going to walk out to also use the bathroom in the middle of the night, and I'm going to get axed.
P.S. And by the way, before we leave, you both need to do a little Google search, and you at home, friend, also need to do this Google search about people going missing in national forests.
Yes.
It's an epidemic.
Why would I want to Google that before I go there, Bethany?
There was a doctor, a woman who went missing in the Grand Canyon just two or three weeks ago, and then she died of heat exhaustion, and they found her body.
They go missing, and then if they show up at all, they show up in a place so far away from where they actually were, there's no way they could have gotten there. Like, across a ravine. Yeah. Like, a 13-year-old boy shows up across a ravine, like, an hour later, or 10 minutes later. Why are you surprised that this is a thing I would bring up?
I shouldn't be, because I know you. I'm going to...
It's a thing, and the government won't talk about it. It's on the hush-hush. People go missing in national parks all the time. Maybe one of them will be us.
You know what? Fine. Now, you brought this on yourself. Now you're the friend I'm waking up, and you have to accompany me when I have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Because I have a headlamp.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the movie Eat, Pray, Love? Not Eat, Pray, Love. Wild. Wild.
Eat, Pray, Love with
have
the murderer.
Have you ever seen E.T.?
No. Wild, Wild.
Is that Reese Witherspoon?
Yes.
When she embarks on this hike across the, it's like a trail from California all the way up to Oregon.
Yeah.
She gets to the a hiking stop, like, you know, just one place where people camp overnight and refuel, get supplies. Mm-hmm. And she gets a bottle of lemonade Snapple, and it is the best thing she's ever had in her whole life. And she just, in the book, the author Cheryl Strayhorn just writes about this lemonade Snapple like it's like literally gold, like it's the best thing that's ever happened to her. So we get a snack break. Did you guys know that? We get a snack break down in the canyon.
What? Yep. Bring some cash for it. Said for tips and snacks.
I am for sure getting a Snapple.
Yeah. You need a Reese Witherspoon moment.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else we should do, or maybe won't do? And if you guys say no, I'll cut it out of the podcast so no one's upset. What if we like took video? What if we did small clips of vlogs throughout the trip, just the three of us, and then we'll post it with our friend Ricky too, and it'll be
That's like an acquired taste.
Because when we come back, we have a bonus episode for next week,
of course.
And then when we come back, we're talking about the trip. We should have something to share.
That's a great idea.
But I'm afraid it's going to start out like really happy in the beginning, and then it's Blair Witch Project.
Maybe,
God willing.
Maybe Feral Snot. Sam cameo.
Yeah,
snot dripping down our face. Get me out of this canyon.
Possibly.
We can't find Sam. She's caught. There she is.
Where did she get the butterfly wings from?
Wait, can I tell you before we go around and say what we learned this week? Yeah. Can I tell you the most important thing I'm doing in preparation for this trip?
Absolutely.
What?
So it's gonna. I'm not even bringing makeup.
Yeah.
Which. For me, that's a huge thing because I am very not, I just am not one of those people. Like our friend Carla Marie, who used to work here, she is like amazing at posting on Instagram without makeup and she's super confident and I'm so in awe of her for that. And Sam, you're amazing at this as well.
Yeah.
I'm not that person. So instead, I'm not packing makeup, but I have an appointment on Thursday to get my eyelashes permed and dyed.
Nice. Which I'm a little offended because when you asked about that, I said I had a Sharpie and you never answered me, but that's fine.
Because my eyelashes grow straight down and they're blonde. So if I don't have eye makeup on, I don't have eyes.
That's right. That's why you said you can't get the extension things because the extensions have to go up.
Yeah, and like, mine grow down.
This is a really cool experiment for eyelashes.
And the biggest experiment will be as they grow out. Like, they're going to look so weird.
How interesting.
Yeah. But so I'm doing it on Thursday.
I'm excited.
I'll at least have eyes for the trip.
I'm bringing a little bit of makeup.
Like are you?
A little CC cream that has a tint in it that is also SPF.
Yeah, that's important.
My Glossier boy brow.
Love them.
God bless Glossier.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to bring. But the good news is, again, I'm sure it's whatever one of us brings, it's for four people. That's the kind of trip it's gonna be. Like I forgot blank. Oh, I have an extra.
Yeah,
I don't
totally.
Need blank. I got it.
I bought a spiky ball foot massager.
Our
that I'm gonna bring.
Smart.
Yeah, so you guys can all borrow that.
Our tour guide is gonna think we're so extra.
Oh yeah.
Like these bitches from New York.
Like Bethany whips out her Soda Stream.
Yes.
On mile 12.
Holy
Yeah, totally. His name is Michael. He's a man.
Ooh. I wonder if he's cute.
I hope so, because I have to have sex with somebody on this trip. So that was part of my plan.
Gotcha.
So, oh, by the way, there's a woman on our trip named Daenerys.
No.
Daenerys
really?
Totally smokes. What's peyote? Peyote.
Oh, yeah. I hope she brings enough for the group.
I hope she finds a way to make fresh muffins like while we've already been there for a day and a half.
I hope she brings her dragons.
Wait, do you smoke peyote?
Or do you eat
it? You put it in the muffins.
You drink it. It's like...
Do you rub it on your skin?
I saw it on a TV show once.
I don't know.
That's what we're going to learn. Okay, if you learn nothing on this trip, it's how to imbibe peyote.
That's true.
Gosh,
we're ready. We're so ready, you guys.
We're so ready.
Okay, we need to go around the room. Okay. What did you guys learn this week?
I learned that you can't bring alcohol into national parks.
Yeah.
Well, specifically the park that we're hiking because it's also an Indian reservation. So, wow, that sucks because I planned on drinking at night at the Grand Canyon.
That's okay. Bring some kombucha.
Okay.
You do get drunk off of that in the mornings.
Loophole.
Yeah. I learned this week that, you know what? If you have somebody that you are angry with in your past, I also learned this from my friend Dan Mason, who we talked about a couple weeks ago. He's amazing.
This guy.
You can say, why is this happening to me? Or you can say, why is this happening for me? And it makes you think, what lessons am I learning from this person? Why did this person come into my life? Why would they be brought into my life unless it was for a bigger purpose? So I can miss the lesson or I can grab the lesson and learn it.
I want to get drunk with Dan so badly.
He's amazing.
I just want to talk with drunk Dan.
He's amazing. So if you, I don't know, I love him. If you want more Dan Mason info, creativesoulcoaching.net. And he's not paying us to say that. He's just changing my life like hour by hour.
So you're talking to Dan Mason.
Yeah. He's amazing.
How interesting.
Yeah. So, why is this happening to me? Or better, why is this happening for me? Sam, what'd you learn this week?
I learned that the average person needs about 8 hugs a day.
Are you serious?
Yep.
But what if you don't like to be touched?
Oh, you're not the average person.
Kathleen's a never nude.
Never nude.
I'll hug you in your jean shorts.
I'll hug you without your jean shorts. Take them off.
Horror.
Leave room for Jesus. My God.
Where'd you learn this, Sam?
It was on... Well, now this is going to be embarrassing. It was a quiz on what kind of dog are you? it went on to discuss more things about the people, and that was one of the things.
I love that.
I imagine, like, if you needed more than the average amount, you'd be like a lab or something.
Oh, I love that.
But that's how many, and I feel like this is applicable for our trip because we need to keep this in mind depending on the kind of day that we're having. Hiking.
Totally.
Like, a great day might require more hugs, or a horrible day might require more hugs.
Yeah.
Like, let's just tally off the hugs we're getting this week.
Maybe we need some hugs from Michael.
Maybe.
Hi, Michael.
I hope he's hot like the Brawny Man.
Oh, I hope he's hot like... Have you guys seen the show I Love Dick?
I'm sorry, what?
Starring Kevin Bacon.
Oh my God.
You need to watch it. We don't have time to go into it because we have to go to the big show.
Yes,
but
we do.
Look up I Love Dick. I think it's Netflix.
Just be careful about who you're around because the suggested images might not be what you're trying to say.
It's true. I Love Dick TV.
Yeah,
put that.
Yeah.
Do that.
Good call.
All right. Thank you for listening and being privy to this team meeting. Please send us good vibes. And if you have any suggestions for going to the Grand Canyon, the vagina of America, let us know.
The letterbox of America.
Twitter, follow us at Acquired Podcast.
Follow us on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
And on Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Please watch my web series, labeledseries.com. Episode 3 just came out. We love all the support we're getting. And we'll
wish
talk
us luck
to you next
hopefully
week.
Yeah.
We'll be alive.